We're back with another episode of the Sports Bar Podcast. He's Scott Manzi. I'm Alex Turco. We're back in the saddle after a little hiatus. You got to go to Durham, North Carolina.
I did.
For a Duke JU basketball game. I'm excited to hear about that. And then obviously plenty of football to catch up on. We're back with the Sports Bar Podcast in the Ice Mule Cooler Studios, rewatching a little Syracuse, Florida State, just to revel in the good times. It seems like multiple years, in fact, since 2017, since we've actually been able to say that we're bowl eligible and have a winning record. That hurts when you think about it like that. We're not math guys. We talked about how many C's we got on report cards just moments ago. So not being good at math, you got to admit, 2017 is a long time ago.
Numbers, right? You blocked out the 2019 season, haven't you? The infamous Sun Bowl trip. Lost to Jaden Daniels and Arizona State.
Was that 19?
Yeah, that was it was Willie's second year, right? Or first year.
Okay, how about this? When was our last winning record?
Now that's been since we won the 2017 whatever the heck on Tuesday afternoon bowl was against
Southern Miss.
Conference USA team.
Yeah, Southern Miss. There you go. We played I'll never forget this actually. I went out at lunch break at work. I worked out at the beach at the time and walked into Hoptinger to watch the game.
It was like a 1 o'clock kick. I think it might have been a noon kick.
I was like, I'm done with work today. Everyone should know it's a national holiday. Florida State is playing in the Independence Bowl.
With Odell Haggins.
Yeah. I think it was the walk-on Independence Bowl.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what it was.
Which is great. In Shreveport, Louisiana.
Lovely Shreveport. Lovely in December.
And what's great is I get to go back to New Orleans for my third time in a month and a half, or 2 months. This weekend, and I'm dreading it.
Yeah,
I'm so sick of New Orleans. I think I'm good to not go there for a long, long time. Long, long time after this weekend.
Hey, congrats to your guy Slogano, by the way. We said we were gonna watch the final together, but it didn't work out that way because I was traveling. I think you were traveling, so there was no opportunity for us to get together for one last NASCAR race, but your guy wins it. So there you go. Second championship for Joey Logano.
All we do is win no matter what. Got rings on our mind. I don't know the rest.
Not worth knowing the rest, but just wanted to give you that shout out off the top.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels good. Obviously we fought all season for this. Watched one race for it.
Yeah.
Period. But guess what? Yeah, it was the 500. But guess what? I watched the 500. I kicked the year off. I give him the good juju to go kick ass the rest of the year. He comes back with a ring. That's all I have to do. And I get to revel in it. If anyone ever talks to me about any race car drivers, if they're trying to poo-poo my guy, I can start counting rings now.
I'll have to just hold on to the regular season championship for Chase Elliott this year.
It's the one thing in my life that I'm bandwagon for. But I will say I'm not bandwagon because I was at his first ever ARCA race. So,
I would say that you've got a tie.
Tony Stewart had just retired and he was in a Home Depot 20 car. And I go, I love it. Let's do that. Who is it? And it was an ARCA race. He had the yellow sticker on the back. And George was like, his name's Joey Logano. I was like, great. That's my guy now. Ever since then, he's been my guy.
There you go.
I was at his first race. I think that counts.
I'm giving it to you.
Thank you.
Props. As we're watching, Trey Benson had a great game for Florida State. The offense as a whole, this was a great play, by the way. The Philly special for the touchdown, Wyatt Rector.
So do you know
Jordan Travis to put it away?
Can I give a little color to that?
Sure, yeah.
So the play before, I don't know if you saw it.
It was third and goal. They handed off to Trey Benson. Yeah.
Trey Benson gets stuffed. They tried to give him the TD just to reward
him. Right, because he had just gone down to the inch line. Or whatever. They even said it on the broadcast. They're like, you have to give this back to Benson because he should have had the touchdown.
I wish they had kept pounding it with him. But what happened was Florida State had, Syracuse's D tackle number 45 blew up the play. Hits Trey Benson. He's a short little white guy
He was actually probably their best D lineman.
He
was all over the place.
I watched him dominate against Clemson. I watched him dominate. He's a stud. He's 5'11", 265. I forget his name. because I hate him. And he's this white dude with cornrows and nasty, like, nasty tats. I hate him. I hate him. His appearance alone, let alone the way he celebrates a lot of stuff. So they're down 31-3, as you see here, late in the third quarter. He stuffs Trey Benson and starts talking shit and is, like, pointing and celebrating pretty dramatically. And then they come back with the Philly special, mm-hmm. and I love that. I bet you this was deep in the depths of our playbook, and hopefully Norvell saw that and was like, 31-3, we're going to pour it on now.
Did you see the crowd video where you could hear somebody in the background in the stadium yelling, Philly special, as Wyatt Rector's taking the end-around handoff?
No, I didn't. Yes. Good. What, yeah. Where with all
Brennan? Yeah, Brennan Sinone from 24/7 Sports reposted it, and I watched it, and I was like, how about that? Somebody just goes, Philly special, right before Wyatt Rector throws it. And it's like, all right. And he took a pop on that play, too. Incomplete.
Rector did?
Yeah. He got walloped right as he threw it.
I didn't. I guess we could rewind and watch
that. I mean, all he had to do was kind of float it over there.
Yeah,
but
no one was there.
And he's a former walk-on QB.
Right, he used to be a QB, and obviously he's put on plenty of weight. He can take a hit a couple more times for me if he keeps throwing a little TD pass.
Not quite Dan Kendra-esque, but, you know, it's there's a history of former quarterbacks turned other players getting involved for the Noles over the years. So let's get into it a little bit here with the Florida State wins a third consecutive game, all by blowout fashion. I've only allowed 6 points the last 2 weeks combined. Are
one of those teams being Miami. I gotta throw some shade.
One of those teams being Miami. We went into the Miami game saying, is this the biggest game of the year? And I think the way it turned out, it ended up being the biggest win of the year for Florida State because of the margin of victory. Being the second largest margin of victory for Florida State in the history of the series. So this team went through its rough patch. We sat on this couch and we wondered how would they respond to the toughest stretch of the season and losing all three of those quote unquote toughest games of the year. And I think obviously the question is with a resounding yes to the fact that they would be able to bounce back, that they would be able to compartmentalize, that they would be able to move past that and not let that linger on them. I mean, once the calendar flipped over into, not quite into November, but you get what I mean, the proverbial calendar flipped to the final third of the season, this team was ready to go. And I think this coaching staff has just gotten better and better as the season has gone on. And they're learning, they're improving. And a lot of these spots earlier in the year that seemed to be such question marks, weak spots, issues, have either solidified themselves to being passable to above average or have turned into actual strengths. And I think that's the biggest encouragement. We haven't seen a Florida State team. Well, I guess we have seen Florida State teams improve as years have gone by, but this is one that actually managed to start the year on a decent note and then get better as well as the season goes.
It's been a long time, though, to your point, because we haven't seen development. We haven't seen Greedy Vance get better. We haven't seen Trey Benson get better.
Good picks for Greedy Vance this year, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but we have, I mean, his name's Greedy. He better pick the damn ball off. But we haven't seen these guys the backups that come in and make plays get better or improve. Jimbo was always known for recruiting, but really he wasn't developing guys. And then obviously Willie Taggart didn't do much coaching at all, if any. And then you look at what we are going through right now with this transition to becoming a relevant program again. We have guys in depth that are continually improving. And Fabian Lovett's out for a 3-game stretch. And those defensive tackles that had to start in the meantime come in and play really well or okay, I guess, and get blown up a little bit against some of the opponents that we lost to. Clemson was able to run on us with Will Shipley. Those guys now are playing really good football. And obviously they're rotational, so they have less reps on them. But this is a good learning experience to set the foundation for next year.
Well, I think we're seeing the combination of being able to stack recruiting classes and then being able to stack developmental years. I mean, the biggest knock on Jimbo at the end was the fact that he stopped recruiting and probably stopped developing to an extent as well. And then Willie, whatever, no one can really change or develop anybody if you're only there for a year and a half or whatever, 2.5. So like it's there now a little bit of consistency on multiple levels, getting out of the weird COVID thing. Honestly, I think they've really handled the transfer portal about as good as you could ask them to. Jared Verse, another absolute rock star in the portal. I mean, this is where you can make a difference and level the playing field in a way that we've never seen before. And honestly, if the transfer portal doesn't exist, you know, people complain about it a lot. Sure, whatever. But if the portal doesn't exist, Florida State's not to this point.
Are they not developed to this point, we may be talking about firing Norvell.
Yeah, I mean,
because they are not a good recruiting staff.
Good high school recruiting staff. But that may turn around because high school
change, and I think you may see a couple pieces here or there get changed throughout this. I mean, whether that be Chris Thompson, who's our tight ends coach right now, he's doing a whole bunch of nothing. Our tight ends are only average anyway. Send his old ass up to the booth. Keep him, sure. I don't care what you do. Fire him if you have to. It's a non-factor, in my opinion. No offense, Chris, or coach.
Wow.
Yeah.
Giving him the dignitary of calling him coach.
And he's like, well, I mean, he's like 60. I shouldn't call him Chris. That feels weird.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, he go get an ace recruiter there at the tight end position, kind of a non-factor type position where you can hide an ace recruiter.
Well, that was when we had Tim Brewster.
He's a
recruiting guy.
Yeah. Yep. So I'd like to see that again. I mean, that was the idea we had with Telly Lockett under the old regime, if you remember him. He was a Miami Central guy, and I think he's off in Oregon State, probably rotting away there like most people do. But, man, I'm throwing a lot of shade today.
Yeah, geez.
I'm excited.
I've heard Oregon State's right, basically in Idaho, though. So, or maybe that's Washington State.
Who knows? It's all hell over there, if you ask me. More shade.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to get to, though. We are fun to watch again. I like this staff. I didn't know if I liked this staff coming in this year. I now do. They're passionate. They care about the program. They seem like they have the finger on the pulse. I love Alex Atkins. But what I like about him is
Royals Award finalist, by the way.
Is he?
List came out today.
I'd be surprised if he doesn't win it. He's outstanding. What he's done with our offensive line, we've played so well with a bunch of average Joes and wash-ups from other, literally just washed upon the shore to Florida State through the aforementioned transfer portal of guys that were afterthoughts at South Carolina, at Notre Dame with Dylan Gibbons. You name it, we have backups that are now starting here and playing well, and I can attribute that to Alex Atkins.
And development of guys with some actual talent that were already there, like Robert Scott.
And the ability to identify that talent of a hidden gem, of a Robert Scott, and build off that.
Yep.
I mean, that's a 3-star guy. But back to the point, I'm having fun watching these guys. Jordan Travis seems like he's having fun. The team seems like they root for each other. They're actually excited to go out there, and they play discipline. They're not just excited like a bunch of clowns. Like Willie Taggart's excitement was guys being able to dance before kickoff. And then when you get your ass kicked that quick, the excitement ends about the time the toe meets leather, as Gene Dekaroff would say.
Well, you gotta blend it, right? Like you have to have some of that stuff because that's what helps make stuff kind of roll at this point in time, I would say, like teams. And I heard this described on one of the Florida State podcasts I listened to. And I think it's so true. Like you can have guys playing, like Micah Pittman was described as a guy that has a little extra oomph, a little extra swagger to him. But that works when you're winning. You want guys like that, right? Like that takes you.
But
from
he plays. That's a different kind of oomph or swag because it's not undisciplined. It's a through the whistle.
No, that's what
guy.
I'm saying. Yeah. But like that, when you have that works. That's what takes a team that is, you know, kind of teetering and can put them to the good category, right? Or the very good to great category. And think about it. I mean, the best Florida State team of the last 20 years had swagger off the charts. Now, it was literally teetering on the verge of out of control, but as we look back upon, you have to have some of that level. Then the great Bobby teams. I mean, my God, think about it, think about the Seminole rap team. I mean, obviously they went out and got absolutely obliterated by Miami to open up the season, but that is, you have to have some of that. You have to have those people that have that level of confidence and can show that stuff off, but they have to be able to back it up, right? Like, you can't just have swagger and have nothing with it. And this team is starting to be able to, number one, be their biggest cheerleaders for each other because they like each other. That helps. And number two, be able to kind of do a little oomph and back it up. I mean, run a Philly special on fourth and goal up 28-3 is, or 24-3 is a little bit of a, hey, we're going to stick it to you a little bit here. But, you know, that's what you want. I don't need Syracuse to sit there and go, oh, man, we respect Florida State so much class, all that stuff. No, I want them to be like, damn, man. They beat the heck out of us.
I want people to think about us the way David Cutcliffe and Duke thought about us when we whooped their ass in the national title. You remember he wouldn't even shake Jimbo's hand.
ACC title game, yeah.
ACC title game. What did I say? National?
National title game. Yeah, definitely. Duke's not making it that far.
That'd be amazing.
They're going to a bowl, though. Shout out to my guy, Zach, who works for the football team there. So, getting to go to a bowl.
A couple weeks ago, bet on Duke, and they got backdoored by Boston College.
I'd be more afraid to play Duke than maybe any of the last three teams we play in the ACC right now.
Oh, easily.
Not that I think like Florida State would lose the game, but
easily.
Like, they'd probably put up a better fight. Goodness gracious. Well,
Elko's a hell of a coach.
Good ball coach.
Very excited to see what he does there. Good for them, man.
What do you think about these next, you know, whatever, forget this week, Louisiana Lafayette, just don't lay an egg, but this end of the season, like, so, what has you, 7 wins? I think we came into the season saying, what, 8?
Well, we wanted 8 or 9.
We wanted bowl. We wanted bowl.
We said 8 or 9.
So we're happy there. We wanted 8-ish. So here we are with basically 3 chances to get to 8, two chances to get to, I don't know how the math works on that. We already started out the show saying,
I told you, numbers aren't our thing.
Yeah.
So we're getting 8 this weekend.
It's in striking. Yeah, we're getting 8 this weekend.
We're getting 8 this weekend. The question is, do we get to 9 or 10?
Which is,
what a conversation.
What a conversation.
If I told you in the beginning of the year, I don't care how it happened, if I told you we're 8 or 9 or 10 wins, we would be ecstatic. We'd be super excited. I cannot believe the pinnacle that it feels like we're climbing. It feels like we're reaching a peak, and Florida is that peak. And I'm getting to the point where I have the butterflies talking about it. I actually, like, right now have the chills thinking about Florida State, Florida night game in Doak, 7:30. With both teams,
Black Friday,
looking like they're playing very well. Anthony Richardson's looking like the Anthony Richardson that a lot of people had hoped he would be post Utah game week one. And we have Jordan Travis in the Florida State Seminoles in our rushing attack. Maybe I change that name or substitute that name to Trey Benson in the Florida State Seminoles because he's playing so well. But this weekend's a non-factor. Let's get out of there as quick as we can. Let's do it.
Stay healthy.
Let's do what we've done the last 2 weeks and get the backups in.
Yeah, Tate Rodemaker first half.
Go run it up. Sure, why not? Go run it up. Let's get out of there, and let's get ready for Florida. And it's crazy that I can sit here and say, I think we have 2 weeks to prepare for Florida. And they have the same, though. They have that same opportunity. Of course, they're playing a cupcake as well. It's kind of tradition for all
SoCon
of us.
Saturday, baby.
What's it called?
SoCon Saturday.
Oh, okay.
That's what they call in the SEC because it's like they all play SoCon teams
Southern
the week
Conference,
before.
Yeah. Yep.
And before week before rivalry week,
that Florida game's gonna be ginormous.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. I told you pre-show that I'm almost, you know, part honestly, what I'm most excited about for the Florida thing is just a little payback for last year because Florida State got denied bowling in a game that they really shouldn't have lost. I feel like
we were the first of all, they were playing with the interim coach.
Yes,
Jordan Travis gets hurt, and Mackenzie Milton, who can't throw. Bless his heart, the way he went through what he went through, but he sucked. Scott, he was horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
He was horrible. He couldn't throw the ball. I 1,000,000,000% can throw a better ball than him. 1,000,000,000%. He couldn't throw the ball.
Yeah, okay, we get it.
Okay, all right, well, you're laughing.
I mean, you're literally like, this guy almost died, but man, am I a better athlete than him.
No,
you did tear an ACL though,
and I think I re-tore my meniscus. Great.
Oh
times.
No! How'd
you? I tried playing basketball again.
Ah, jeez.
The same thing that tore my ACL. Little did I know it happened again. That was great. So, give me trouble. I'll get surgery next year. It'll be great. I'm really excited. My wife.
You may want to retire from from hoops.
Yeah, I think two times was enough for me to finally. I'm a stubborn asshole, man. I just can't.
Is this why you're like, I don't want to watch college basketball yet? Because you're angry at the sport of basketball?
Maybe that's it.
Or is it because Florida State stinks?
We're terrible. I don't have a team. I think that's what it is. But yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine what this atmosphere is going to be like in Doak for it. And I don't know. I mean,
no, I'm excited. I mean, I'm very excited.
What do you think about it? Is it make or break for the season? Because it starts to feel like that.
No, because
it would get us to 9. It would beat our. We'd go over. I mean, 2-0 against rivals. I'm not going to count Clemson. I'm talking in state.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be ginormous.
Oh, it'd be huge. I mean, it'd be huge in a way that, the Miami game was huge. I just need to fast forward through this week.
Yeah.
And I told you before we recorded too that
I don't even know how I'm going to watch.
This feels weird in the fact that, like I'm not, it's a weird deal because like, as a sports fan, like you want to win ultimately, like you want your team to win, but there's been this sense and maybe
Marlins
it's,
man.
Oh geez. At the Champions Classic, you gotta be kidding me. There's this sense of, as a sports fan, you want to win ultimately, but maybe it's just been the umpteenth 8 o'clock ACC network kickoff, or or the games that are over by halftime. But it's just this sense of like, I'm just ready for a game that feels like even the Miami game, like I very, don't get me wrong, very much enjoyed it. But there was this sense of almost like, man, this isn't even a fair fight. Like, this is pathetic. Like, Miami doesn't even deserve to be on the same field.
But
to the point where I didn't, not that I ever felt sorry for him, but I was just like, give me somebody that measures up here. Like, why am I wasting my time?
I love that
brutal game against this inferior opponent, Miami.
I love that prideful feeling, but it didn't get old for me. For me, I was like, pour it on.
I'm just
give
ready.
Me another.
Maybe it's because since LSU, since this team has played a game in which it's like you rode the roller coaster and went up and down and came out on the right end of it, that I'm like, I want one where it's just like we got to grind a little bit and win. But I want one where it's just like, man, that satisfaction feeling where it's like that sense of relief that like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You get
as
what I mean
it,
there?
I know what you mean because it's so satisfying when you win a game that just feels...
LSU is still the most satisfying win
see,
feeling-wise of the year that I've had all year.
That one was awesome, and I totally agree. The only thing that pissed me off is the people that didn't watch that game and say we had to block a kick to win that game. No, we did not. We outplayed them. For 50 minutes.
And they were gifted extra plays at the end of the game.
And we gifted them those. So I understand
and
that.
And the referees did.
Well, yeah, but the refs didn't help. I understand that. But that one was satisfying, but it's still a little frustrating. I love when there's a game where you leave no doubt. So
yeah, I do too. It's just like, okay, this has been 3 in a row.
How about this? How about we win 30-20 against the Gators, but we're up the whole game?
Yeah, okay, I can live with
all
that.
Right, let's do that.
Where you got to feel a little bit like, all right, they got a battle here.
Right.
They got a battle
You're
here.
Still nervous. Like, your starters are in from start to finish. It's like, not a blowout.
I don't want to say I'm concerned, but I'm a little concerned as to how this team might handle itself in a close game. Because it lost the last close game it was in. I would call the last close game NC State. Would you call the last close game NC State? Clemson got away from being
Clemson,
a close game.
Yeah, Clemson, we were battling back the whole time.
Yeah,
so
early second half, that ceased to be a close
we
game.
We gave NC State. Golly.
Yeah. So it's NC State is the last one where they had to like make plays down the stretch to win a game and were unable to do so. So that maybe that's a little bit of it where it's like, yes, obviously I want to blow out Georgia Tech. I'm going to blow out. Did you switch off of a tie? Okay. I'm like,
I was checking the score. They're going to overtime.
We're going to OT in the Champions Classic. Yeah. And Alex is like, what's going on in Maxion?
Yeah.
This is how diehard he is.
I told you how much I hate basketball. You remember how long it took me to get into it last year?
Yeah, I did. It took you a long time. And you
started doing homework on it.
All right. So last thing here. What point, What bowl game feels, how many wins get you to a bowl game where you feel like you're outmatched? like if this team
so
ends
let
up
me
on
ask
New
you
Year's
let me
Day,
ask you this let
is
me
that
ask you
too
this
much?
Let me flip this to you.
Okay.
Where would you rank Florida State right now? Forget all the other teams. Don't tell me about
top 25.
The bullshit. Yeah, yeah. Don't tell me about the whole
top 20 team. Top 20 team. In college football?
I mean, I'd say right now the way we're playing and the way that our losses don't feel like we don't really have an embarrassing loss per se. I'd say we're top 15.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, semantics, I guess, on that. We're not top 10. I mean, I could listen.
No, I understand that.
Bad radio, but I could probably rattle off 10 teams that I think are already better.
Who's Toppin? Does Kentucky have
Obi Toppin's brother.
Is his brother. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I know they're coming out with the standings right now. Literally, as we're watching this, we could, Scott, flip off this overtime Kentucky Michigan State game and watch
a hypothetical
the college
ranking
football
show.
Ranking show if you'd like.
No.
But instead, I'm going to flip through and just get you the rankings. Hate this actually more than anyone, don't you? You hate going through rankings.
No, it's not that. I just hate the fact that they make an entire television show out of it.
Where do you find just rankings these days? Oh, right there under rankings tab.
How about that?
So here, I'll go through it real quick. Is Florida State, I mean, Oregon, that's a team you could see in a bowl game.
That'd probably be a heck of a game.
Ole Miss, that's a team you could see in a bowl game. Washington, UCLA. I'm just rattling off teams that you ask. Your question is, if we go to a bowl game right now or keep winning and play well, who are we maybe looking at? You know who we're maybe looking at? An Alabama, a Utah, a Penn State, Tennessee.
Okay. Here's teams right now that are ahead of Florida State who I think Florida State is better than. Hot take, LSU, who's ranked 6th in the country, I think Florida State is better than because they already beat them once. And I think they would, we talked about it, we think they would have a pretty good shot to beat them again. Because
sure, it'd be a dogfight.
We have the blueprint.
10 times,
but yeah.
It very well may be 7 out of 10, 6 out of 10, close to that.
Notre Dame, I think Florida State is better than.
We'd shut down their run. Their quarterback stinks. And then
they're ranked 18th, Florida State 20th.
Sure.
UCF, I think Florida State is better than. They're 17th.
Kansas State.
Man.
You like Kansas State.
Kansas State, they're just a little bit of a weird matchup to where I don't know. I just don't like the matchup.
No.
I just don't like the matchup.
No, absolutely
they're just gonna
not, Scott.
They're just going to tough you. They may out-tough you.
They're not out-toughing us. That's one thing that this team's shown. We play with toughness.
Yeah. But
no, this is,
I know they're tough.
This is
but
small team, Scotty.
Kansas,
for the Wildcats. You
I'm not saying definitively that Kansas State. I mean, they're right next to each other. They're probably about on equal footing. It'd be a great game.
Okay.
It'd be a great game. I'd love
what
to see
about,
Kansas State.
What about fraudulent UNC?
Yeah, now.
Please.
The problem is,
Drake May.
I am afraid of the fact that this defense, which is all of a sudden turned into all world, turns back into a pumpkin if they face Drake May and UNC. Because Drake May may be the best quarterback in the country.
No, he's really good. Ole Miss?
Yeah, actually, I don't like Ole Miss.
I don't like him at all.
Yeah. They run the ball pretty well. But
Utah? Whatever. Don't like them at all.
Yeah, they're hit or miss.
Clemson,
Penn State,
I don't like. Scott, if we played Clemson again.
Oh, I'd love to play Clemson again. Honestly, I wish we could play Clemson this week.
I wish.
I'd feel pretty good about our chances. Everybody after that.
That's about it.
Yeah. Except for LSU.
Yeah, USC.
Who, God dang, LSU 6 in the
country. USC's not that good, but they got so much talent. I wouldn't want to play them.
Okay.
But you get my point. Yeah. So let's say we go to a bowl game and play one of those teams. That's a hell of a matchup.
Yeah. No, I love it. That was the whole point of what I was getting into. I'm so fired up for a bowl game and a matchup against an opponent who I don't know who it is. It may be somebody we haven't ever seen or haven't seen in forever. And just that, like, mysticism that comes with, like, bowl season. And listen to this, Alex. Like, I am sitting here as a Florida State football fan and as a Xavier basketball fan who hasn't had the moment of waiting for my team to get selected for a bowl game of any substance or my team to get selected into the NCAA tournament in, like, 6 years. Like, I'm so ready for postseason play for a team I root for in the college sense that I don't even care. I'm just so, I'm very, very
so
fired
growing
up.
Up, we probably love bowl season more than most normal human beings.
It's been set. Oh, it's so great. Yeah. You set around. Oh, look, we're playing at this time. We got to get together. We got to do
something. 2 weeks out.
Oh, you can plan
something. So you got
time,
and there's nothing to do for your team prior to 2 weeks. And my favorite part
is think about it.
You know, it's the last
talk about it.
Yeah.
And you're like, look at this matchup.
There's so much buildup.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful.
It really is. And we haven't had that in so long. It's probably the biggest thing I miss, and I love bowl season, but it's not. It's only fun to me, and not only. It is way more fun to me when we're playing on the 1st or the 31st or the 30th, and then you have the build up games.
Yeah,
but if it's prior to Christmas and you're just done, you kind of blow it pretty quick.
Honest, the Orange Bowl, 2016, last bowl game the Florida State played of any consequence, right?
I was there, baby.
Great.
Wait. No, I was not. That was Michigan.
Yeah, it was the Michigan one.
Yeah. I was at the Northern Illinois one.
Yeah. No, the Michigan one. Unbelievable game. Unbelievable ending. A December 30th bowl game. Like,
and you carried that momentum throughout the whole offseason.
And then we went in number 3 in the country the next year. And then DeAndre Francois got hurt in the opener. And it was all downhill from there. But, there is that feeling that it's just really hard to recreate when your team is going. I mean, you've been to bowl games. I've been to a bunch of Florida State bowl games. I love going to bowl games.
I'm not kidding.
Multiple Gator
Bowls.
My wife
doesn't know this. Depending on where we are,
Russell Athletic.
I love this team. So, well, I went to a Champ Sports Bowl.
Yeah. Wisconsin. Yep. Spanked them.
We played Wisconsin.
Graham Gano, MVP.
Show those boys how we do it in the South, because we were running laps around them. They were so slow.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Graham Gano game, we were there. Anyway, golly, how long have we talked about FSU now?
For the entire show, which has gone about a half hour. So we're going to have to rapid fire the rest of it.
We haven't done it in a while.
We haven't.
Well, I guess we probably shouldn't have, but it's just too much fun. There is a lot, and we haven't been together in a while.
No.
I'm just excited to talk to you about it. But what I was going to say is, I haven't told Ashley this. I 100%, if we're somewhere regionally, I want to go watch his team. This is a team that, all tying back into how much I actually like them, I feel like I owe them my support. Like, I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually proud to, I put my flag up out front.
Yeah, I noticed that when I pulled in.
I'm proud to be in my FSU stuff these days. No, we're not better than Georgia. Hell no, we couldn't even be on the field with them, and we shouldn't be. And
no.
God, I hope we're not. But we are a fun team. We're a disciplined team. We're trying, and we're building. And that excitement is almost better than when you're on top. It's almost more fun watching
it's pure.
The climb.
Right? Nice.
I know you like
the
that.
Mike Norvell.
Man, maybe he
there.
Puts that on a commercial. Yeah. It is. It's more fun and more exciting watching the climb, because you can appreciate the growth and the triumphs.
This is one of the biggest arguments that's been made about the playoff, in the fact that it is sort of boiled down college football to, if you're not in it, then it doesn't matter. And so that means if you're not one of four teams, then your season doesn't matter. And that's been one of the biggest argues with the arguments against the coverage. It's been, and I get it. ESPN has a lot of money sank into this thing, so they're going to talk about it. But I think somebody got to them a little bit this year, because it feels like they didn't really talk playoff at all until the first rankings came out, which was very refreshing. But like, to your point, there are 100+ college football teams that are trying to end their season with a win. Think, what other sport do you have the opportunity to end how many teams can end a season with a win and have a good feeling about themselves and not be a champion? There's no other sport like it. And granted, yes, the bowls are
NCAA
diminished
tournament.
Or whatever. You still want to compete for national championships. You still want to go to bowl games. But it is nice being at this point in the game again, being able to appreciate where the team is at in the improvement level, getting back to that level and not being national championship or bust yet, and just being able to say, hey, listen, this team makes it to the Capital One Bowl, which isn't a bowl, Belk Bowl, or the Duke's Mayo Bowl, whatever.
Duke's Mayo, maybe we're going to Charlotte.
And getting a chance to play that game and have and end the year with a win, and maybe have 10, 11 wins at the end of the year, and you're just feeling good. You're feeling positive about the direction of the program, as opposed to just like, I'm not saying I don't want to be, but think about like Alabama fans right now. They're sitting there going, who cares?
Yeah.
Whatever, season's over.
Like, good. Let's play them and let's beat them since they don't care.
No,
and carry that.
Remember, they don't. Nick Saban. Remember the last time they had a season like this? We say it was like 09. Remember they lost. They had the lead in the Iron Bowl coming off the national title year. Cam Newton single handedly came back and won it in the second half. They go to the Capital One Bowl against Michigan State and pasted them. And then one turn around and won the national championship the next year, I think, again. So it's just like, all right, I don't want to meet Alabama in a disappointing season.
Here's the good news, Scott. Let me tell you this. This is a yes or no question. Not when. Could Florida State play with Alabama this year?
I don't know.
Took too long. It's undoubtedly yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Their offensive line is horrible.
They have two losses. By what, 6 total points?
Texas stinks, and Texas should have beat them, and had to do it with a backup QB. Who else have they played besides those 3 games you referenced?
Florida State team still doesn't handle otherworldly quarterbacks very well. In case you haven't noticed,
yeah,
they made Sam Hartman look like a Heisman winner.
Yeah, he looked unbelievable.
And Bryce Young is a Heisman.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Our secondary is not good. The good news for us is their receivers aren't that good. We'll see. Hopefully we can talk about that.
We'll be talking about this more.
What a fun matchup. Hey, before we transition, do you know about what happened to me last week and my flights or travels? Do you know anything?
No, I didn't.
I was about to say, I haven't talked to you.
No.
I was up in Boston. I was at Gillette Stadium. What is that noise?
Shipping up to Boston?
No.
Dropkick Murphys?
Nope.
Come on, it's the Boston song that everybody knows.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know that one. Yeah.
All right, what were you doing up in Boston?
So I was up in Boston just doing a little work thing, a little something.
Guys, checking foundations for, like, Gillette Stadium?
Look at that. God, I wish. No, that'd be a hell of a contract, but no. No, not particularly, but beautiful weather, beautiful day.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous.
Patriot Place is what Lot J needs to be. It's all bars and restaurants and a couple shops, right? The TB12 shop right there. I mean, everything.
That's what the shipyard seems to be.
Is that what Lot J is? Are they different?
Well, Lot J is a functional parking lot, and the shipyards is a grass.
I thought they're trying
space.
To do stuff at Lot J.
Yeah, they were, and it got shut down.
Okay, all right. So shipyards.
Yeah.
What they need to do there is fly up and do exactly what Patriot Place did with bars, restaurants, like nice spots, actually. And then, of course, you have some stuff here or there. It was great. Anyway, Hurricane Nicole tearing through. I moved my flight up to Wednesday. I'm like, I got to get home.
Double OT.
This is unreal. Double OT for Michigan State, Kentucky. And their guys fouled out. I may bet on this.
Blake is playing in this game. He just had his knee scoped like less than a month ago.
Knee scope. See, it's not a big deal. I'll do it tomorrow too.
I could play.
So yeah, I'll try. So I fly home Wednesday. Second flight canceled. Get to Charlotte. No cars available.
You were in the Charlotte airport on Wednesday?
On Wednesday, were you?
I was in the Charlotte airport on Tuesday, so just missed you.
Man, I just missed you then, you're right. Yeah. So anyway, I'm very devastated that I get a quick hotel, get a quick night's sleep, literally 5 hours, wake up at 4:45, get a car, drive home through Hurricane Nicole.
That'd be fine.
Back to Jack's. Ugh. So I say that because if Florida State has a bowl game in Charlotte, I'm down to drive it, man. I've already done it. It's easy.
Oh, man.
I did it in a hurricane. I'll do it in clear weather.
Brutal. Brutal. Okay, let's talk a little bit more college football here before we transition. I just want to run through a couple of names for you here, and you tell me what you think about their chances to be in the Final Four when it's all said and done. Let's lead off with TCU. Got to feel pretty good about them at this point, right? I mean, they're in the driver's seat in the Big 12, undefeated. They just handled Texas pretty well. I would say on Saturday, you like their chances?
They handled Texas, which impressed me. But I also...
They're going to be in the Big 12 title game.
They're
the chance to get in.
And they have no... Who do they have left on the schedule? No one, right?
Do they have a rival? They play Baylor this week? No. Baylor just got stomped by Kansas State last week.
Yeah, Baylor's kind of fallen off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have it. I don't like TCU, though. Like, I just don't think they're that good.
They're kind of fun. Have you watched
them? No, they're fun. The only
Quinn
game
Johnson?
Quinn Johnson's unbelievable.
Max Duggan's had a good year.
Yep.
And I respect them. I mean, it's just different. They're purple. You know me and my purple teams.
Yeah, you do like
love purple
teams. Love the different.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I had an overreaction earlier in the season, week 7, in fact, where I said we're going to have a new playoff team this year. I feel like TCU's our best chance at this point in time. If they go unbeaten, then there's no way they're not making
it. No, at this point, you can't move them back. So I think the playoff committee, we talk about them doing this for show. They kind of count on some teams just to fall out naturally, like they did
for it to play
with
out.
Tennessee.
Yep.
They're like, we'll put Tennessee one, watch this shit play out. And guess what happened the next week? Georgia beat them, and now they don't have to worry about it unless they earn their way back in, and then it's obvious.
Yeah,
so I think
people,
with TCU, they put them there and saw the schedule remaining, and TCU's kind of scrapped through it, and they had a game in Austin against Texas and ended up, like you said, winning by, what, 10, 13 points?
Yeah.
So I think they ended up...
Texas pushed late, but it really wasn't.
Yeah.
Really wasn't a game in the sense that TCU was in control really the entire time.
Well, I'm sure they were pissed off because the spread was 7.5 or 7 for TCU.
Yeah.
They were the dogs. Crazy. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that one. I got to see who they have. I think the easiest thing for me to say would be yes, because they have no one left.
Yeah, okay. So they're going to play what is likely Kansas State in the Big 12 title game. They're playing Iowa State. Let's see. All right. They do a Baylor this week. Baylor this week, Iowa State next week, Big 12 title game. Most likely against Kansas State after that. I mean, can't sleep on Baylor. It's on the road. They're only 2.5-point favorites. I don't know. It should be a fun one to see how it plays out, because I think they're like the Vikings of college football. Like, they keep winning games. People are like, but are they good?
Yeah, no, that's a great comparison, because the Vikings are a one-loss team in the NFL where people are still questioning. I think TCU right now has to stomp Baylor. This feels very BCS to me, where you get style points.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to stomp Baylor, because if
Big
you
noon
go
kickoff this week,
if you go sleepy nooner, not what you want. But
in Waco,
if you stumble in Waco against the Bears, you could drop, just because they're going to want Tennessee back up there.
Yep.
You know it.
Yep.
So actually, Scott, TCU doesn't make it.
Okay.
They don't. Something's going to happen.
UNC. They have one loss right now, believe it or not. They are destined. They're already locked in after last week's win. Narrow win, late win, dramatic win over Wake Forest. They're destined for an ACC title matchup with Clemson.
Did Clemson clinch?
Yep. That's the first, I think,
yeah,
title game that is complete. Or no, the SEC, I think, has decided too, right? It's LSU and it's Georgia that's decided as well.
Who's LSU play the last week?
I don't think it matters, because Ole Miss lost last week, so it
doesn't
matter.
Okay, gotcha.
It doesn't matter. They locked it in. Louisville lost again. I know you're sad about that in basketball. Lost to App State. My boy, Brad Fay, shout out. Director of Operations for App State.
Oh.
All right, so you've got a UNC team that quietly only has one loss, has one of the best, if not the best, quarterback in the country this year. And I'm a Bryce Young stan, you know that. But Drake May's pretty unbelievable. Their defense is figured enough out to continue to win games, not 62-61.
Yeah, fair, against bad offenses, but okay.
Like, we'll start this question off. What percentage chance do you give them winning the ACC?
You know what's crazy? I've ripped UNC from the start of this year because I just hate that they're out recruiting us. So it's a little spiteful.
Okay.
And I'm like, Mac Brown's old, may not make it through the game, put on a little weight, heart might stop, you know, just getting cynical.
He is kind of fat now.
He is. He looks terrible. He's got to get it together.
It's that coaching lifestyle, man. You eat bad. You eat it all hours of the day.
But he's more relaxed because he's not at Texas. At Texas, he was stressed.
Oh, UNC, you can get fat and happy.
Yeah.
They're not firing him.
No, they don't care. They're happy.
They love the fact that he came back.
He got a spot.
He's got North Carolina relevant. Man.
He got a 5-star like 2 straight years now. They're like, holy shit, nice work. But
UNC's in the playoff conversation. This is all they ever wanted.
You know what's crazy about it is they played Duke there last week.
Last week, yeah, it's the rivalry.
Yeah. I mean, Duke could play with him. We'll see what they do, but
they're going to play a little better defense than them.
You know, they're that. Oh yeah, they will. But they're frauds. They're fraudulent. Yeah. They're just an ACC crowned guy. And you know what? I think they might beat Clemson.
I know that's what I'm saying though. Like they're kind of fraudulent, but at the same time, like would not surprise me one bit if they beat Clemson in the ACC championship game.
I know, and I almost feel like they should, because
if Clemson plays in the ACC title game the way they played the last 3 weeks. Yeah, then
I kind of think they might accidentally sneak up into the conversation. Who's their one loss to?
They lost. It was the very beginning of the season.
Yeah, it was right away. They were like 2-1 out the gates.
I know. They almost lost to App State, right? And then.
Well, they beat App State. App State should have beat them.
They struggled with FAM. They beat Georgia State by a touchdown. They did not play week 3. Week 4, they lost to Notre Dame, 45-32. That's a good loss now.
Well, yeah, these days, you're right. Man, the more I think about it, the more I think they'll be in the conversation. You're right. And
they pounded VT.
How much would they lose to Georgia by?
Oh. Oh. Well, I don't want to think about it. That's not safe for work, man. That's not... They'd have to X-rated film.
NSFW.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Lord. But, I mean, no.
It'd be 30 points.
It would be a crime scene.
Yeah, it'd be bad. I mean, they'd have no answer defensively. And then offensively.
I think that Georgia's defense would find a way to slow down that offense. As good as it's been. It would find a way to slow it down because they're that good.
That'd be unbelievable. I'd like to play UNC.
That'd be an interesting game.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Okay.
What about USC? USC right now, after last weekend, where Oregon, who everybody was kind of fired up about, finds a way to lose to Washington, who's, you know, a fine team. Washington's solid. It's not a bad loss, but they kind of blew it. And then Bo Nix got hurt. That didn't help. And then you've got a UCLA team that had a chance to set up what would have been an unbelievable UCLA-USC game to end the regular season with a chance to clinch the South Division with everything on the line, and then UCLA lays an egg and loses.
And you still have Notre Dame-USC to end the year.
That's Thanksgiving, still coming up?
Thanksgiving weekend, yeah, right here. November 26th at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, so they're playing UCLA this week and then Notre Dame the following week? So we're going to find out whether or not USC is any good in the next 2 weeks.
USC hasn't played anyone. That's why I don't know what to think about them.
And they lost to the one team they played, Utah.
And yeah, exactly. So I'd say no way they make it. I don't like their team at all. I don't love all the hype, the Caleb Williams hype. I don't love them.
I love the fact that USC is being talked about again. It's exciting. It's fun. It's a helmet team that you like to see good because it's just, you know, I'm equal parts. I love to see random teams rise up. I love the Kansas States of the world. I love to see TCUs of the world come up out of nowhere and make a difference. But I also love to see the helmet teams be relevant because I feel like the sport is good when those teams are relevant. And then I can, you know, then I can root against them or whatever. Like Ohio State. Like if Ohio State was bad, it'd be weird. It almost wouldn't be fun. So it's like fun to root against Ohio State. It was more fun when Urban Meyer was there.
Right. I totally agree. You want the team. The helmet is the best way you described it. The other day I was watching them play Colorado. It was last week. And it was a night game. And I just had USC on the TV again. I hear the fight song in the background.
No, that's Oklahoma. Sorry.
No, it goes.
Dang it. It's the.
You just got it in my head and ruined it. It's. Right?
No, I'm doing Oklahoma.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Boomer Sooner.
All right, we'll get it up. But anyway, it is one of those teams that you just want to be good. I've always hated
it. Been too long since I heard it.
I've always hated USC.
Ba, 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 ba.
No,
that's not it.
That's not them either. Can you just click it? It's the one I just did.
I know, I interrupted you. It's my fault.
You didn't even listen to what I did?
No.
That's so badass. Go past this. That. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
All right. Yep, we got it. The national title game against Oklahoma. Maybe that was it. It's like Boomer Sooner here all the time. For a long time. But that national title game, they won like 52-10. And I swear they never stopped playing that fight. Like, because they were scoring every 5 seconds. That was crazy.
I don't remember that game at all.
Oh, yeah. It was a Sugar Bowl.
Jason White?
White may have been the crappiest quarterback to get accolades of all time. Like,
yeah.
Though he wasn't good, the teams he played for weren't good, and yet they ended up in like national title games, and he won a Heisman, and they weren't good.
I wonder what Jason White's doing today.
Oh, he's definitely a dentist.
Wait, what made you say that?
I don't know. I just picked like a random.
Oh, he's
an insurance salesman, is what he is.
No, but in my mind, I pictured him being like he went back and is now running his own company, and it's a small company. But he's nice to the employees, and he's got a picture in his office of him and his Oklahoma thing. Yeah. He might have his Heisman trophy there too.
Meanwhile, on college football last week on the SEC game of the week, they had the Geico question or whatever, and it was like, who did Josh Heupel lose the Heisman to in 2000? I was like, Winky, come on, folks don't know that. Folks don't know that. And then they showed the highlights of Heupel playing at Oklahoma, and they didn't show any national championship game highlights because, again, there was no highlights. He didn't do anything. The defense was so good. That's all that mattered. But boy, that guy, fat and happy.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, very
Josh Heupel.
Heupel's neck is or chin rather or whatever he wants to call it.
It's
that thing is something.
Yeah, every Big Mac post game just goes straight to the neck. All right, last one for you in this discussion. Multiple SEC teams. So this is. You would think Alabama's played themselves out at this point. We haven't had a two-loss team make the playoff yet. Tennessee is still in the conversation, obviously. But what does it take for a team? Obviously, Tennessee has to win out. They will not be going to the SEC title game. What does it take for a team like Tennessee to get in? It takes some of these other teams that we just talked about losing, right? Like TCU has to lose. You had the top four up, right? Your top four is TCU, four.
Georgia. Yeah.
Georgia. Who else was in there? Ohio State and
Michigan.
And Michigan. Wow. Yeah. So we could be talking about two Big Ten, one SEC. All of the stuff that earlier this season, they were talking about maybe three SEC teams getting in. There's a very realistic chance that there's one SEC team in and multiple. Ohio State and Michigan have to play each other. Michigan, the loser of that has just as good a chance to get in as Tennessee does, and then it just becomes a resume discussion. If Michigan loses, Tennessee's getting in over Michigan.
Well, what sucks is it's at the very end of the year. They almost don't have an opportunity.
No, because the loser of that doesn't go to the Big 10 title game.
Right.
And so if Michigan loses, they're not going.
And
they don't have any wins.
How do you feel about that game? I can't wait till next week.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Are we going to preview a bunch of the... We should do something special for Rivalry Week.
Man, that COVID year we did.
I remember.
But I had all the time in the world to sit there and edit stuff and make it stick.
That was bowl season.
It was Rivalry Weekend. Yeah.
Me, you, and... What was that?
We
had
Ghost Off. Yeah, we did a long one. I edited in a whole bunch of other, like...
I was exhausted.
I edited in, like, highlights and stuff and calls. Yeah. I don't have time for that anymore.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah.
Well...
Before I got promoted.
Good problem.
I don't have time for anything.
No, I'm very, very excited for that game. And then obviously Notre Dame, USC, that'll be fun. Florida, Florida State. Good weekend as always. Alabama, Auburn will suck, but that'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun next week.
It's going to be a good weekend. This weekend, not so much. Next weekend, going to be great. All right. We do need to kind of wind down here, but we got some NFL stuff to talk about here real quick. First of all, I've got to give a shout out. The Cold as Ice presented by Ice Mule Coolers. Sports Bar 15 at checkout. Holiday season is approaching. You want to use that promo code for 15% off your ice mule cooler purchase for anyone you can't find a gift for, because everybody needs a cooler for something in their lives. Cold as ice has to be Mr. Josh McDaniels, the Raiders head coach.
Is he going to get fired?
13-23 in his career as a head coach, and he started his career 6-0 as a head coach. So I'm not a math guy, as we said here earlier. That means he's only won 7 out of his last 30 games. I mean, my God, he's terrible. And he just lost to a dude who was working on an ESPN. We might as well walk out there and coach a team next week against Josh McDaniels and have just as good a chance to win.
Why
as,
not?
As Jeff Saturday led Colts did last week.
I totally agree. We'll get out there and actually inspire the troops, get fired up. And
we
boom.
Did play NFL head coach back in the day, so we've got
tandem
experience.
Tandem, yeah.
Yeah, I was the defensive coordinator, and you were the offensive coordinator.
I just remember we handed the controllers back. And
we were the only two kids in America playing NFL head coach.
Oh, we took it so seriously.
So seriously.
Remember free agency? I'd call you and be like, hey, man.
I don't know. We're looking at these guards.
Yeah, we got it. I remember Deuce
Latui.
Yeah, Latui or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, we need to store up that offensive line.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. It's,
NFL.
If EA Sports knew that we existed, they were like, oh, my God, you were our target audience.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, these kids at home, they're going to play it. So are all the other kids. And I didn't realize we were the
only
kids.
They were like, you're our target audience. Problem is, there's two of you in the entire United States / world.
Yeah. But, yeah, we'd be just as qualified as Jeff Saturday is to roll out there and do it. What do you think Jeff Saturday – I was honestly thinking about this because I was there. You know, I was watching Red Zone with the Jags game, two TVs, and, you know, they're cutting over and they're showing Jeff Saturday. He's got the headset on. He's walking on the sideline. Dude hasn't coached anything above high school football. Like, what do you think he's thinking? Like, did he just turn the headset off? He's probably like, man,
just too much, listening and
too much noise in my ear. I just got to flip.
No, he's got to be listening. You know,
he definitely isn't chiming in.
No, but
what does he have to say?
Oh, he has stuff to say. You hear him on ESPN. That guy eats his stuff up.
Ooh, but like in game, like in the heat and the feel of the game, you think he's like chiming in on stuff?
I guarantee you, Jeff Saturday with that ego is chiming in, especially like with ideas of, hey, I want to see a run play here or something like that. Or, no, we're not passing it. Keep this on the ground. Something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
He's a grinder. He's an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Hey, 4th-and-1, we're going for it here. Give me a run play.
What?
Get the fullback the ball. Something like that. I guarantee you he does.
Honeymoon ends next week, right? Who do the Colts play?
It doesn't matter who they play.
Yeah. There's no way.
No, this was a perfect storm for them and perfect opportunity.
Yeah. Philly. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Philly off a loss. Take Philly. It's a 6.5-point spread. It opened at 3, moved to 6. Take Philly anything under 10. That's going to be, look, it moved to 8 and dropped back down. Look at this.
Yeah, there's just no way. Hey, listen, I think.
Beautiful.
I'm going to both sides this because, like, Jeff Saturday getting this job is ridiculous and stupid and absurd. And, like, my God, all these other people that have actually worked in this profession for years.
He's one of those.
That'd be like you getting the voice of the Florida State Seminoles job over me and me being like, are you kidding me? The guy podcasted once and now you're going to hire him to be a play-by-play guy. And then you like going out there and like not tripping over yourself game one and people being like, see, told you he could do it.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, easy. Easy.
Knew he could. Yeah. You didn't listen to his pod. You must not
have
listened.
So smooth. Yeah. But the other side of the... I 100% get that because, like, Jeff Saturday is not qualified to be an NFL head coach, no matter how you look at it. It could randomly work out. Doesn't change the fact that he's not qualified. The other part of it is anybody who doesn't think that, like if he had been hired to be the head coach of the Seahawks, that would have made no sense. But, like, the dude is a legend. I do think he is respected. And I do think that as opposed to him walking in, now, I give the other coaches credit for not being, I would assume, not being overly weird about it publicly to where they've been like, all right, this is the situation. We're going to work for this guy. We're going to help him out, even though, like, he's not a coach. We're going to help him out, and we're going to do our jobs and be professionals about this. But I think the players respect the heck out of him. I think they look at him as a guy who played for a long time. Let's think about this, right? There's a reason why players become coaches down the line, right? Because there's this relationship with the player aspect of thing. Yeah, he understands.
He knows,
it.
And yep. He just retired, what, 8 years ago?
Yeah, not that long ago.
10? And whatever it was, it's modern football that he retired from. He wasn't Nick Saban, who played D9 in West Virginia.
So,
right,
know,
exactly. Like, it's totally different. I think that it wasn't as out there as some have been saying because they're not going to hire him.
I don't know. Jim Irsay is kind of a wild card, dude. Of a wild card. And I know just dude.
If they hire him, that's a different story. But I see no issue. I'm actually polar opposite. It doesn't offend me. I see Bill Cowher getting pissed off about it. It's a slap in the face of the profession. Whatever the people are saying, I disagree. Because I think it's an interim. All you want to do is get out there and show some heart and actually finish out the stretch with some pride. And who's going to do that more than a former player that is the city of Indianapolis?
If they compete the rest of the way and they sit there and say, thank you, Jeff, for stabilizing things, we really appreciate it. Colt for life, whatever.
Support staff.
Yep. Yeah. And feel free to go back to ESPN or we can find you a front office, whatever you want. And we're going to go hire our guy long term now here. I think that would end up making a ton of sense and working out great for them in the grand scheme of things. If they talk themselves into hiring this guy all the time, I think that's a little bit of a geez.
I will say I don't think the Colts have a good enough roster to accidentally go in and beat Philly, for example. So you're going to put water on this fire immediately, and then he's going to stumble through the stretch. And it'll be a non-factor. It'll be a non-conversation. And at that point, you'll just look back at it and be like, hey, remember when Jeff Saturday led him to 1-0? That was badass. And that'll be where it ends.
It was a moment. All right. So Josh McDaniels, maybe he gets fired at the end of the year. Maybe he doesn't. They probably don't have enough money to fire him.
I mean, it's year one. If he gets fired right away, that'd be crazy.
And it's happened before.
I mean, I think you have to.
Urban Meyer got fired 3/4 of the way through year one. Now, granted, he had a lot of other stuff.
I think you've got to cut ties right away.
Yeah.
I mean, they have Derek Carr. They have a couple pieces on defense, a couple, just Crosby, basically. But you got Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs, Darren Waller. Well, Darren Waller's been hurt this year, but they shouldn't be this bad.
Has there been a bigger disappointment than the NFC West? Or AFC West, excuse me? We were about how excited we were.
Before the season, didn't we say?
Any one of those teams can make the playoffs.
Any of them. We said Broncos. Terrible. We said, they're horrible.
Raiders, terrible. Chargers, injured.
Yeah.
And so they put up a good fight on Sunday night.
But still, it's the Chargers. They haven't done anything. We need to stop believing in them.
I know. But the Chiefs are the Chiefs. That's a perfect segue, actually, to discussing the two best teams, quote-unquote, in each league. And which one do you like more at this point? Because if you look at it, Alex, in the AFC, you have the Kansas City Chiefs, and you have the Buffalo Bills. The Bills had the data point of the win head-to-head with the Chiefs in Arrowhead. But the Bills also have multiple head-scratching losses, maybe not as head-scratching as the Chiefs' one loss against the Colts. But the Bills blew one at home this past week against the Vikings. They fumbled one away against the Dolphins late. Like they lost to the Jets. Like they have a couple of ones where you're just like, what's going on here too? Like at this point in time, who do you like better, Kansas City or Buffalo?
I'd say Kansas City, despite Buffalo going into Arrowhead and beating them. Mahomes looks like he's on a tear.
Ugh.
He's spreading the ball around.
Maybe better than ever.
He does look better than ever, doesn't he?
Because like, he's running more. And he's doing whatever
it takes. He's super mobile in the pocket. It's like it's not coming as easily to him, and he's making it look easier, if that makes sense.
And he's not throwing picks.
His talent is like oozing out of the screen.
The talent around him, too.
I think Buffalo is a great team. Not just good. I think they're great.
Yeah.
But I hate that they don't have a running game.
Yeah.
And I don't think their defense is that good. And I think that's a problem.
But that doesn't bother you about the Chiefs.
But the Chiefs are built differently.
Yeah.
Because this is just a good point. And I see how that can be taken like that. Because the Chiefs running game is horrendous as well.
Though it was okay on Sunday, but maybe that was just the Jaguars.
Could be. But I think Andy Reid's offense doesn't rely on that. Nope. I just feel like Josh Allen could benefit from being able to hand the ball off to a guy that can take it up the gut and get him 6 yards. And they don't have that. Devin Singletary, yeah, that's great. He's okay. And then Nyheim Hines, who they just traded for, okay, same guy, just a little bigger, slightly faster, sure.
It's interesting because the Chiefs, right, even it never feels like it gets to a point where it's Mahomes having to do it all. Even when he is kind of doing, like last Sunday night against the Titans late, it was truly Mahomes doing it all. But generally speaking, it never feels like Mahomes has to do it all because, oh, he's got Kelce out there. And, oh, they've got, you know, whatever the latest new toy is, and now it's Kadarius Toney. And, like, he has skilled players that they can get the ball to. This Pacheco guy they hand the ball off to now, and they got Edwards-Helaire, and they've got all the hyphenated guys in the NFL all playing pass catcher.
Smith Schuster, yeah.
Valdez-Scantling, yeah, yeah. It's just they're going to draft Jackson or Smith and Jigba the draft this year.
Have to.
Yeah,
required.
Have to. Just keep adding hyphenated guys. But it, for some reason, and I know that the Bills have Stephon Diggs, who is great, but it feels like the Bills are like, they go as Josh Allen goes. Like, much more so than the Chiefs. And maybe it's just because Mahomes doesn't have games in which, like, he seems like he cost them the game or whatever.
And this obviously, I'm putting words in your mouth here, so correct me if I'm wrong. This isn't an indictment on the Bills.
Oh, heck no.
Right, right.
Because Josh Allen is amazing. I mean, yes. At the end of the game, like, he throws the pick in OT on Sunday, and it's like, ah, dang, it was a bad throw, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But they're not even in that position if he doesn't scramble around multiple times to get him all the way down the field in OT to get there. I mean, that's what's amazing about Josh Allen. That's what's amazing about the Bills. But, I mean, we're only a little over halfway through the NFL season. There's a long way to go still. But, man, oh, man, yeah, I'm with you. Right now, if it had to come down to it, who am I taking? I'm taking KC. I just feel better.
And
about
I just, I just don't think anyone in the country, in the NFL, can cover Travis Kelce right now.
Or any of these guys. The touchdown catch, I think I heard it on PMT. The touchdown catch by Kadarius Toney, the first touchdown he had, the one where he hopped into the end zone.
Yeah,
he was most wide open player in football on a touchdown catch.
I
and
saw
like,
that. It was like 22 yards
yeah,
away from
him. I mean, yeah. Oh my God! What are we doing? Jaguars always making
history. It's like, where is everyone
on the wrong end of history?
Really? That is the question. Where was everybody?
Yeah. I don't know. On the other side of things, in the NFC, it's the Philadelphia Eagles. It's the Minnesota Vikings. Again, you have an interesting point, a data point where the Eagles have a head-to-head victory against the Vikings, but the Eagles are just coming off their first loss of the season, a home loss to Washington. Far State up to 19, by the way, passing UCF underneath Notre Dame. All right. Pause.
Quick pause. I would love to play UCF.
Yeah.
Just an in-state, let's settle this once and for all. Who's who? So, unpause.
All right.
Hurts first cousins.
We have, on the other side, the Minnesota Vikings have played, not granted, the Eagles and the Vikings have both played kind of Charmin soft schedules. Maybe it's just the NFC in general.
Yeah.
But the Vikings, I don't think anybody's been like, oh, yeah. To this point, to this week, right? Everybody's like, oh, the Vikings, they haven't played anybody, whatever. Well, now they go into Buffalo, who is arguably the best team in the AFC. They beat them in an absurd fashion, but they win the game. They have 7 straight wins by 1 score. I think it's time to start taking the Vikings seriously, especially in an NFC in which it feels like they are unquestionably one of the 2 best teams in the NFC at this point.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's even a debate, especially with what Dallas did on Sunday. So at this point, who do you like better, the Eagles or the Vikings?
I don't want to read too much into that Eagles loss where they couldn't get the ball to A.J. Brown. The Washington Commanders held the ball for ages. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. They're like, you can't beat
ball
us by
control.
You can't beat us by scoring if you don't have the ball. Yep. It was so basic. And it's stuff that people always say. They're like, take the ball out of the air or air out of the ball and don't let that QB on the field. Fill in the blank QB. They actually did that. So I think that's pretty rare. I don't see that happening a lot more. I still like the Eagles there. There's something about Kirk Cousins that I just can't believe in. Even though he's playing really well, and Justin Jefferson
is the best receiver in the league.
I mean, he's unbelievable. So, okay, we're splitting hairs with those two, I think, because they're very equal. I just think the Eagles are a little more well-rounded.
If we ended up with an Eagles-Vikings NFC title game, sign me up. Honestly, I don't really want to see any of the other teams in the NFC play with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. So I think those are the two best teams. I want to see them play each other. That would be the most fun. And in the AFC,
I'd love to see that.
In the AFC, you could make a few more arguments. If the Ravens were in that conversation, it would be entertaining, I think. If the Dolphins made it, it'd be entertaining just because of what they do on offense. I mean, there are a few other arguments that could be made in the AFC. But honestly, I think those are the four best teams. And if you ended up with those four teams in championship weekend, don't you think we'd end up with two absolute dandies of games?
Oh, it'd be outstanding. I'd end the season right now to do it. I don't need to see any other team. It is always fun. Someone may get hot. There may be an upset.
Yeah,
that happens.
You could have a Bengals moment from last year,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, and that was undoubtedly fun.
That happens, and it's a lot of fun to watch. But I'm very excited for the way it's shaking out for another Chiefs-Bills matchup, because those are must-watch TV.
Mm-hmm. All right. Gonna wrap. I think I have. I do need to mention your trifecta. Took a week off with your travel and my travel and everything else. You did phone in a lock of the week ahead of the Florida State Syracuse game. You said Knowles would cover. What was the spread like?
Seven and a half.
Yeah, I wasn't even close.
I said Knowles 7.5. Easy. Yeah.
Covered that one. So on the year, you are now 10-4 on lock of the weeks. Your trifecta from 2 weeks ago, you went 1-1-1. You actually got a push in there first of the year, and now are 14-15-1 overall. So I won't ask you to pick anything yet, but how you feeling? I know I saw you scrolling through and looking at some
yeah, I was looking at the
stuff.
Slate. I hate the slate for college.
It's just a bad week.
I hate the slate for college, but I do the NFL slate. I had a couple things pop off the page to me. The one game I'm very interested in was this Clemson Cat got my tongue. Clemson, Miami. Clemson's favored by 19. They're both bad teams right now. I mean, I say that. Clemson's over here sitting at number 8. But that's a big number.
It is a lot, but Florida covered it. So.
Oh, easily. Yeah. Miami.
Where's the game?
Which game?
Where is that game?
Oh, at Clemson.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a disaster. Yeah,
I think
Clemson.
I wouldn't touch it. But I think they
I know. I'm trying to think of games. So as you've noticed, the way I've been able to make up ground is by sticking to the ACC.
What's that USC UCLA line?
I'll pull it up here. But you've noticed this. You pointed it out multiple times.
You've been a very ACC-heavy
guy. If
I
stick in the ACC of teams I truly know, I think Clemson covers the 19. And I right now, I think that's going to be on my card. It's a big number, so I feel like I shouldn't touch it. But at home, they still have something to prove. They're still alive. I mean, not alive for the because if they go to the ACC title game, and technically Dabo can tell them that.
Yeah, you just scrolled past it.
Did I?
Yeah.
There it is. 2.5 UCLA getting that.
I like UCLA to cover that.
I think I do, too. Yeah. I don't like UCLA. I thought they were fraudulent from the start.
Yeah, they're a fine team, but they're not, like, great by any
TCU
stretch.
TCU holding down number 4.
Tennessee's got to be 5, right?
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
Yep. So, right now, we'll see. Go ACC heavy on this.
All right. What do you say we wrap with this? In case you haven't noticed, Alex, I'm wearing my we're going to give it a here a second. Tennessee 5. Drama.
I had to create the drama.
Talking about TCU.
So, what's the USA shirt?
Tennessee 5. The World Cup starts this week. I'm breaking news to you. I can tell.
Yeah, I had no idea.
So I'm wearing my championship shirt here from World Cup 2019. They are in Qatar, which, you know, that's a whole nother thing. But it starts on Sunday, actually. The first match is on Sunday. And then you've got Day Soccer, which I know is your favorite, that is going to be rolling all throughout next week. And the U.S. plays at 2:00 on Monday, in case you're looking for something to to dip into the old sports bar for, but playing Wales and Gareth Bale. But I hate this so much that the World Cup is in November. Oh, I hate it so much. Well, I love the World
in
Cup.
In the summer?
Oh, it's yeah. the greatest thing ever.
Because there's nothing else on TV. I remember, did I go to sneakers with you or where?
I don't know. We've watched games before. We had a summer in which I think it was the summer of 06, World Cup in Germany, and all of a sudden we were playing pickup soccer out on the street all the time. We were so into it. And it was just, I mean, we're talking about, this is, it has its moment. It takes over its moment when it's played at that specific time on the calendar. And the fact that because of a fraudulent bid from a country that bribed their way to hosting a World Cup and then killed, well, I won't even get into all that, but this World Cup shouldn't be here in this country and shouldn't be played at this particular time. There's too much going on right now, man. We've got winding
especially
down,
especially on NFL
football.
Sunday.
We've
no
got
way.
College football winding down. We've got NFL still going on. We've got college basketball tipping off. We've got the NBA and the NHL on. I mean, we're entering Feast Week next week, and I know you're not into college basketball at this point, but, man, it's awesome to throw on those tournament games during the day on Thanksgiving week or whatever and have those floating when they're playing Maui Invitational and you know, all the other ones down in the Caribbean and the Paradise Jam and all that stuff. Like, that's beautiful. Like, I'm going to try to pay attention to the World Cup, especially at least the U.S. matches, because I'm interested in, especially because the U.S. didn't make the last World Cup. But dang on, man. Like, throw me a... This would have been so much better in June. So much better in June.
The summer's the best time for it, without question. I get into it in the summer because I'm desperate.
Everybody gets into it in the summer. Because in the summertime, you sit there and you go, oh, I can just combine like national pride with like a sport and national. It's like the Summer Olympics. Like, you usually get into it for like a little bit, and it gets exciting when it starts because it's like filling a vacuum at that point in time. Like, there's no vacuum to fill. Anyway, I'm gonna put you on the spot here. Who do you think's gonna win? Because we're making these picks, right? We've picked our NHL champions.
Have we? Okay.
Our NBA champions. Now we got to pick our World Cup champions.
You know, I got to love what England's doing. Just fish and chips.
Yeah.
This guy's doing that. And then France.
Yeah, they're baguette. The defending champs.
France is?
Defending champs, yeah.
Yeah, baguettes, wine, cheese.
They got Italy, Kylian Mbappe.
Italy with their pasta.
Italy's back.
They're going to be tough out. How about I also worried about Brazil. You know, a lot of hype.
Yeah, a South American team has not won since 2002.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
That's my thought. You know what? France, I think France
you
goes
back to back. Yeah. I don't know the last time we had a back to back.
Yeah, I think they get upset here.
Oh, okay.
I think Argentina makes a wild charge, Scott.
Messi's last World Cup.
That's it. It's storybook. Okay. That's what I was thinking. I knew he was there.
Yeah.
Light blue jerseys, right?
Yeah, yeah, the stripes.
Yeah, I remember that. See, I knew a little bit. Come on.
I'm taking Italy.
Italy?
It's just the heritage.
Who do they have?
On the team?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were my an expert.
Yeah,
here.
No, they used to have Gigi Buffon. Remember the goalkeeper?
Yes.
He was there for forever. Huge
amazing
guy.
Name.
He's so good.
Yeah.
And they won the World Cup in 06 with him.
Yeah.
And he was on the team for forever. I have no idea.
I think Italy has a nice cup, though, Scott. Yeah. I do see it.
Italy didn't qualify for the World Cup last time either. So.
Argentina. What kind of food do Argentinian people eat? Because it can be cold as shit there up in the...
I would assume, like,
what
Spanish
are the mountains
food, right?
in
you're thinking of, like, Peru.
Thinking
or
of Chile.
The Andes.
Thinking
and
of Chile.
Chile and
yeah,
Peru.
Andes.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Andes.
You're
Mints.
Right.
Andy's Mints.
Argentina. Andy's Mints. That's right.
This guy's name's Boo Corrigan.
The guy's the worst. Where's he from?
Name your next kid Boo.
That's all I name.
Boo Turco.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, Boo's just not a good name.
No, it's not. NC State. That is so... He is so a ACC blue blood loser.
His haircut's so bad.
Like, that is... That's him. I can see him.
Okay. I think we should end with soccer, random soccer names. Can you think of any other ones? Come on.
Oh, God. I mean, it's Freddie Adu.
Oh, that's a good one.
You like that?
That's a good one. Okay. A poll, Freddie Adu.
Super random. He was, what, 16?
He
when
was like 14.
Made the national team. Yeah, he was amazing. Yeah.
DC United, I think, or whatever.
Tony Thomas.
Tony Thomas. I mean, he played. He played it professionally
for a
long time.
A little bit. USF player, right?
JU. Transferred from USF to JU and then went and played overseas for a long time professionally and then played back here in the States for a little bit.
Zidane.
Played in the NHL.
Zidane.
Zinedine Zidane, yeah. These are good.
I'm gonna see.
This is good. You're rattling them off. You laughed at me when I proposed this.
I don't not watch it when it's on. Yeah. I just the only time I watch it is in the summer. Which to your exactly what you said earlier, it's a crime. They're not doing that again because an average Joe like me that gives zero.
It's
darns,
a crime for it's a crime for multiple reasons that it's in.
No, I know. Because
it's literally like corruption.
Yeah, but, over there. Yeah,
I'm gonna
slave labor to get everything ready.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
So I'm going to go with my name is Claudio Reyna, who used to play for the U.S. national team back in the late 90s. His son, Gio Reyna, has made the roster now.
Dempsey.
And will be on the United States. Yeah, Clint Dempsey. Landon Donovan.
Donovan.
Go, go, USA. 2010, man. The Algeria goal. I believe that we will win. All right, well, we'll get out of here. This has been a long episode. We appreciate you all tagging along with us for this one as we get back together after a week away. We hope you all enjoy the weekend, SoCon Saturday, if you will, and or the World Cup next week before we reconvene and the hoops going on. Man, it's another busy sports time of the year, and it's a good one. So enjoy it while we got it, and we'll come to you one more time before Thanksgiving next week. Until then, for Alex, I'm Scott. This has been another episode of the Sports Bar Podcast.